We're going to take you to that memorial service that is underway currently for Lufuno Mavhongo in Limpopo. And I'm going to play you some audio of one of her friends speaking today at that memorial. It is just a word of warning here, very emotional. Of course, these are teenagers here, and it's a very difficult thing for them to do, to stand up and give an obituary. So have a listen to this audio.
Oh, Funi was nothing but loving and caring. Always there for us through thick and thin. Worst and best times. Our hearts sank when we saw the bruises in her face, despite being innocent. What was her crime? Being silent, being nice. I was human when she cried in my lap and I couldn't do anything. Although we may have fights sometimes, create memories, the love was always there. Never weakened and never broken. Only if we had, maybe she would have still been here today. Even though her decision cost us a lot, she's now in a better place.
Sure, that's Lufuno Mavhongo's friend speaking there at her funeral service today. Let's speak to Thando Kubeka, EWN reporter, who's been watching that for us. Thando, so difficult to listen to these teenagers speak about their friend who's passed on.
Good afternoon, Mandy. It's been a very emotional memorial service for Lufuno Mavhongo. Her classmates and teachers, you know, have been remembering the teenager at this memorial service that's been held at her school, at the Mbili Secondary School in Limpopo this morning. The friends, you know, and her classmates say Lufuno was a smart pupil who excelled in science. Pupils say she was a peacekeeper, someone who embraced everyone that was around her, Mandy. She had so much love to give, and and of course she was full of laughter as well. They say Lufuno has, you know, planted a tree in their hearts and taught them that everyone is beautiful, but in different ways. We got a glimpse and got to know the person who she was today when her friends were describing her and her classmates, you know, were talking about her. Her brother Kenneth Mavhongo also spoke, Mandy, you know, saying his younger sister actually wanted to become a doctor and she wanted to help those around her. He says that the family is still really devastated following what happened. And, of course, they were expecting a lot from her. She was still very young. They used, the memorial service to call on citizens to actually maybe acknowledge that we may have a problem in South Africa of bullying. And, something urgently needs to be done. They've called on parents to play a more active role in their children's lives, you know, saying that homes are a huge part of what children, you know, become, because that's where they come from. And, teachers also use this memorial service to call on the education department to make the subject of life orientation compulsory across all South African schools, Mandy, saying that subject equips pupils with, life lessons to be more tolerant of one another. So incidents such as this one that saw Lufuno subsequently taking her own life, so that incidents such as that are avoided in our schools.
Thando, thank you very much for that. Thando Kubeka, watching there the memorial of Lufuno Mavhongo. Aside from that, we are also seeing the schoolgirl accused of assaulting her making her first appearance in court today. A disciplinary hearing in that matter has been set for next week.